Leilu nishmas of klenim's kamish ben arbeli melech. Peah perik beis mishnah aleph. Veilu mafsikin lepeah. These things are going to be mafsik in peah, which means that sometimes you're going to have a field or a large field that's separated by something, and if you leave peah in one part of the field, it's not going to count towards pottering the owner for the grains and the other field that's across the thing that's being mafsik. So let's see. Hanachal, a river, vashlulis, and a canal. A canal is obviously a much smaller that's used to irrigate fields, you know, off the canal. They make little waterways from off the canal to irrigate their fields. V'derech hayochid, v'derech harabim, and both a road for, you know, a private road that's 4 amas wide, or derech harabim, which is 16 amas wide. The Rav says the reason we need to say derech harabim is because we're going to see by trees that even derech harabim doesn't mafsik, because he could have just said derech hayochid. Ushvil harabim ushvil hayochid, in a private and a public pathway and a private pathway. Now this is pathways that they would not have like wagons and large animals, you know, go through. It was just walked on. Nevertheless, hakavur bi moisachamu vi moisachsham, if they were kaveya, meaning people would walk through them both in the summer and the winter time, then it was mafsik. But if they would only walk in one of those times, if they were not constantly being used through all the seasons, then it's not being mafsik. And even the shvil hayochid could be so narrow, the Rav says, a person would have to walk one foot over the other uncomfortably, and that's how narrow it is. But yet, if this is used all year round, then it's mafsik. Vahabur, a bor is a field that wasn't seeded. It's just an empty fallow field. Vahanir, and this is a field that was totally plowed. And when I say field, I don't mean an actual field. I just mean that same area, that dividing area was either plowed or just left fallow. Vizera acher. And what this is referring to is, let's say, for example, a person has a big field of wheat, and in between this field of wheat, there's a divider of, let's say, barley. And the barley, the Rav says, has to at least be, this dividing line of barley has to be about a yard wide. So therefore, if that's the case, machlokes has shown how big overall this field is, but whatever the case is that if the barley is being mafsik in this example between the wheat, so the two fields of wheat become two fields of wheat. It's not just one field of wheat because the barley is being mafsik, and therefore it's a hefsik. And the Rav explains that this shear, which I think is about a yard, it's 3 tlamim. This is 2 amus, which comes out to, each am is 1.5 feet, so it comes out to 3 feet total, approximately 36 inches. So this is the same shear, the Rav says, for the near, which is the plowed field, for the zera acher, and also for the bor that's being mafsik. It's all the same shear that's being, it needs to be this amount to be mafsik. The Mishnah continues, v'akoytza l'shachis mafsik, divrei Meir. Meir says if one cuts, he harvests the grain prematurely, it's mafsik. He creates a division, because shachas is animal food. What do we mean by animal food? We're talking about specifically grains that were cut before they ripened. And that's what he had in mind. When he cuts grains before he ripens, so it's not fit for human consumption. And because it's different than the other grains on either side of where he's cutting, it's mafsik. That's the way the Gra understands, because it's a different type, meaning it's not the same grain. L'char, it's no better than like a fallow field. That's the way Reb Meir holds. V'cham armim eino mafsik, ela im kein chorash. V'cham say this would not be mafsik. It's still the same grain. Yes, he cut it before it fully ripened. And maybe at a different time he cut it than everything else. That's what some of the other Rishonim learn, which was the reason that Reb Meir held it was mafsik, because it was at different times, because this was done prematurely. But yet, the V'cham say it's not mafsik, because it's still the same grain. And even though the Chum do agree to Reb Meir that you're not chayv in peah, like we said earlier, one is only chayv in peah on a food that's edible for humans, and this is not edible for humans, but still it's the same type of food and it's not mafsik.